He said, I'm not crying. I'm not crying because of that. I'm crying for another reason. He said, I know that people come and they go. But I also know that if the people are just, they are ruling with justice, they are not going to go. They will remain. And I have seen you, how just you people are. I have seen you, how your slave was riding and you were walking, because that was his turn. This is why I am crying that our kingdom has been lost till the day of judgment. There would be no more kingdom of ours. You are going to rule now, because you people are just people. And I am crying for this reason. The keys of Jerusalem were handed to Sayyidina Umar. On the very same day, when he wanted to meet all the clergy and dignitaries of Jerusalem, he was preparing for that. Sayyidina Umar saw Abu Ubaidah and other commanders wearing a good attire. A good attire. And these people said to Sayyidina Umar, Umar, you are going to meet these people tomorrow. Have a good dress upon you as well. And Sayyidina Umar became angry. He said, Abu Ubaidah, عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَمَهْمَا ابْتَغَيْنَا الْعِزَّةَ فِي غَيْرِهِ أَزَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. Abu Ubaidah, Allah has given us dignity because of Islam. And if you want dignity with something other than Islam, Allah is going to humiliate us. These are the words which are, should be written by gold, by golden ink. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّنَا بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us izzah, power, dignity because of Islam. And if you want it in something other than Islam, Allah will just stab you with humility, with humiliation. And that is the case of the Muslims, that they seek this dignity not in Islam. They seek it with others. They don't believe that Allah is the superpower. They believe in other powers, and this is why they are humiliated. That is the main reason of our humility, which we don't understand. Sayyidina Umar has given us the answer. Find that dignity and grace in Islam, only Islam. So Abu Ubaidah has to apologize. He said, Umar, see our attire inside. We are wearing the same Bedouin clothes. But just to please these people, we got this good attire today. But under, beneath it, see, we got our weapons, everything as it is. So Sayyidina Umar was a bit pleased with them. So the Muslim rule started from 636 AD and it continued with just one interruption of 90 years. In 1092 AD, Jerusalem was captured by the Crusaders. The Crusaders, which came from Europe, from Germany, from England, from France, from Italy, all these Crusaders, they headed towards Jerusalem. Why? That was the end of first millennium. And they believed that Christ, Jesus Christ, is going to come down at the end of the first millennium, the first 1,000 years of Christianity. Let us receive Jesus in Jerusalem. This is why they came. And when they came and they conquered Jerusalem, when they conquered Jerusalem, the historians have written in the books that so much blood of the Muslims was shed that the horses, when they entered into Palestine, into Jerusalem, they were galloping in the blood of the Muslims. So Muslim rule started from 636 till 1947, when Israel was established, with the interruptions of 90 years, when it was captured in 1092 by the Crusaders, and then it was recaptured by the Muslims by Salahuddin, the great warrior of Kurdistan, Iraq. That great warrior who was a real warrior of Islam, who took it back in 1187. It came back to the Muslims once again. And then, as you know, after the First World War, when Ottoman Empire was crushed into pieces, and its land was shared by the invading forces, Palestine came under British mandate. in 1917 for 30 years.